project overall through the three phases won't be completed until 2023. But that wasn't what surprised me. What surprised me was the figures. We've seen an increase now in terms of the cost, and it's gone to £850 million. And that's for the completion of the site from its start date in 2017 to 2023. That doesn't include the cost of the legal challenge that has come. That doesn't include the incompetence of consecutive ministers who have messed this up time and time again and who have failed to oversee even the simplest of processes to ensure the A5 happened a lot sooner. I'd be very concerned that the minister isn't taking this seriously enough, and I would hope that although he's putting out there his timescales and his figures, he's not putting any guarantees as to when this will happen.
And there's no increase either that the cost of the A5 won't increase over the 6 years.
Well, we have seen huge increases in the cost already. I appreciate the absolute need for the project. I can understand some concerns out there, but an overarching priority for me will at all times be to ensure that the A5 is absolutely fully delivered. Not this, we'll do this part now and another part in 10 years. Carry on. This has to be the entire completion from Derry leading to the road at Ballygolly that takes us to Dublin, which fulfills the vision that was reaffirmed in 1988 to connect the West with the rest of this island. And I want to see that happen regardless of the cost. It's a huge investment, one I think will pay off in the long run and will certainly bring huge and considerable benefits to this part of the island.